Lions at the Door. This majestic bronze, with his curly mane and world-weary face, has seen it all. He has been guarding the door at the Chateau Versailles Hotel for as long as I have been in Montreal, and I'm sure he could tell some strange tales if he cared to. But like the best hotel staff, this lion is the soul of discretion, and never surprised at strange comings and goings. I tried to ask, while I was taking this picture, if there was some juicy gossip he could share with me. I really wasn't expecting anything, but you never know if you don't ask. He smiled, winked, and then I heard a purring-like sound. That was strange, because unlike house cats, lions don't purr. I guess it really wasn't purring, because when I moved closer, I could make out a low rumbling pattern that almost sounded like words. That truly amazed me, so I sat down beside the lion and put my hand on his mane. Maybe if I was friendly, I might understand what he was trying to communicate. That helped a little, but I still couldn't make it out, so I moved closer and leaned my head on his. All of a sudden, the purring began to make sense as words. "Oh, you've discovered the trick. Good for you," he rumbled. But before I could ask, he continued, "Yes, I've seen many a famous person coming through these doors. A lot of unfamous people as well. But you know, I am the soul of discretion. I really can't gossip without losing my dignity, my self-respect. But you are a nice fellow, and you did take a wonderful picture of me. So what I will do is tell you a story about a couple that came here. I don't think telling one story will ruin my reputation." It was an unusually warm day at the beginning of December in 1982. It was a Saturday, and this couple arrived with no luggage. That usually is a red flag. It was after supper, probably around 8 p.m., if I remember. He was young, say in his mid-30s, balding prematurely, and she was radiant, with a Lady Di hairdo. She also had a wedding ring on. They all do when they visit, of course. They stumbled up these stairs, and I remember they kissed on the doorstep before they went in. They stayed the full night and were gone the first thing in the morning. I started to laugh, and I couldn't stop. Then I said, "You are the soul of discretion, my lion friend. Your self-respect and reputation remain intact. Yes, that was my wife and I on our wedding night."